The Frames Per Second Podcast.
You are one of those lucky people that can travel anywhere.
Yes, ma'am, I know.
And they sometimes call you nomads.
What's going on? It's your boy Nikki Duce, a.k.a. Mr. No Disrespect, and you now tune in to the Frames Per Second Podcast. In this episode, we are doing a rewatchable Oscar review for one of the films that was nominated, I believe, for Best Picture, Nomadland, directed by Chloe Zhao.
I thought it won.
It won Best Picture.
Screenplay. It didn't win for the screenplay.
I thought it won for Best Picture, actually. Hold on, let me see.
Include Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Adapted Screenplay.
That's what they won?
Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All three of them?
Yeah, they won four of them. I forgot the other one.
Wow. Damn,
a clean house.
Yeah, damn near.
Oh, my.
So, Best Director, Best Film, Best Picture, and what else?
Best Adapted Screenplay.
Mm. That's three.
There's another one. I think they may have just left it off. But,
okay. It's not bad.
But, yeah, Chloe Zhao, I think she's the one that's also doing The Eternals. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, so, she is?
Mm-hmm. So we'll be seeing two sides of her. But as always, overall thoughts on Nomadland. I'll start with you, Rod, since this was your suggestion.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. I didn't care for it. I didn't care for it. I tried. You know, I like artistic things. But, yeah, it just never really captured me. Or whatever. I was waiting for it too, because I like slow burn stuff. It's just like I kept waiting for something to happen, and it just kind of just never happened.
Never burn.
Shit just fizzle.
Yeah, I was just like, damn. I was really holding. I was like, man, it got Best Picture. I'm like, yo, come on, man. I like something's gonna happen.
Just, there has to be some justification for this.
Something.
All right, Nate, what's up?
Okay, so I was really pissed after I watched this because I was like, what the fuck? But it's been on my mind ever since. Because I'm like, there was a beautiful simplicity to this movie that I really wished I liked. I just didn't. I like the simplicity was too simple. It was just boring. Period.
Okay. All right. Ken, you talked about this to me 2 weeks ago. Asking me for my thoughts, so I'm curious to think how you feel about it.
This was nothing but a movie full of white folks that got fired, couldn't make money, and decided to just go live on the land. That's pretty much it. Just broke white people decided to just go be broke.
The Crusties? It's a movie about the Crusties.
there was one in there. Was,
God damn, there's a couple of them.
Was, yeah.
Yeah, the little white dudes with dreads.
Yeah.
Those are fucking Crusties.
Yeah, so nah.
And they had the dog and everything.
I
was like, yeah. I would see that in a sense, though. Based on what you said, based on your description of them, like it seemed like that. But yeah, go ahead.
That's funny. I didn't think about that.
I didn't think about that either. That's crazy.
What's up, Mike?
I liked it. But I understand anyone that hated it. I am completely confused by the all those wins you just said. That doesn't really make a lot of sense.
Yeah, nah,
to me.
It doesn't. I was surprised by that.
But I liked it. I thought it was cool. It was definitely nothing really happened. But we'll get into it. But yeah, overall, I thought it was cool. I wouldn't watch it again. Well, maybe I would.
I was like, I'm going to because I missed something. And I was just couldn't bring myself to do it.
Nah, you didn't miss anything.
Hell, I fell asleep so many times. It took me three, four times to watch this movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I felt every... 10 minutes in, I'm knocked out.
But that's just her in general.
Yeah, but.
I get that.
But still, this was super quick.
Yeah.
In almost two
hours.
This
shit was
too.
Like a no-dos, goddamn.
I can see that.
For me, I can appreciate a movie like this. I honestly think it should have been like a documentary.
It was.
It felt like it was. It shouldn't have been a movie, because like obviously you have a different mindset with a movie when it comes to if you're thinking about a documentary. But nah, this was not it. Like, I couldn't recommend this to. I wouldn't even recommend this to a bum, like whoever they were. I wouldn't even recommend it to somebody who was living in a van. Like, this nigga would be like, nigga, what?
I don't know. Might give him some tips and tricks.
How they gonna watch it?
Oh, they must have got their phone.
But I was like, Bones got phones now. Everybody got a phone.
Find you some Wi-Fi, get you a good, you know. Right. Get your bootleg version.
Panaya, this is...
I wanted to touch on that documentary point, though. That is... I did find that intriguing that that they were able to make it seem as if it was like almost like a mockumentary, almost. Mm-hmm. Like, because it wasn't any interviews, anything like that. But they were able to make it seem like this was like real people in this situation. So I don't... I to the point where I couldn't even tell if these were some actors and some people that actually lived like this.
It was regular people that actually lived like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's what... Okay, so that
that's why I was like, when you said interviews, like they kind
of
did
interview them. I was going to say the way some of them told their stories. Yeah.
That's what I felt. I was like, well, this is really good actors because it seemed like these people live in this situation.
I was going to say, I picked up on it after the second... or third conversation she was having with somebody, you could realize she just wouldn't say nothing. She would just sit back and let them talk. And I was like, oh, okay, this is just somebody legit telling their story.
Like, that's what it felt like. Yeah, that's what it felt like. So I meant to go look that up, but I just never had a chance to just go kind of look it up. But no, it definitely felt like that. So I thought, with that said, I could see, you know, getting a director's nod, you know what I'm saying, to direct something like that in a movie sense or whatever. But the best picture, that one's confusing.
Yeah, when I was watching it, I recognized the Bob Wells guy, the old white dude at the very beginning, the guy they were kind of treating. RTR thing, all that shit is real.
Yeah.
Because I actually was going to do that.
Oh, really?
When I was 20.
Oh, wow.
I thought, shut up, Ken. I had this idea in my head where I was just like, I want to just leave all my shit here. I wasn't going to stay gone. I was going to go for like a year or two and just go see the world. But then I talked myself out of it.
That's like a hood nigga's version of backpacking Ashies. In Europe, right?
Not Krusty's Ashies.
Ashies? Hell nah. Oh,
my God. That's fucking funny.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, I used to follow that Bob Wells guy. He has a YouTube channel.
That shit huge too.
It is very, very big.
And which one is Bob Wells?
The white guy, but it grew like when the pandemic and shit hit.
You say the white guy?
Well, the old.
The
talking about.
The main one. The main one.
When it looked like Santa Claus?
Yes. Yeah.
No, not him. Okay. That's a different guy. The guy was talking about his son dying.
Oh, that was him.
No, Bob Wells is the guy that when she meets the woman that's like, hey, we're going to go to this RTR thing.
Yeah.
And we're going to hear this guy speak. And they get there and you see this guy and he's very charismatic and he's talking. That's Bob Wells. He's like a very popular guy within this community of people that are just nomads.
I thought that was Santa Claus.
I mean, maybe I'm confused.
Yeah.
Talking about like, was it Santa Claus? Guy?
Yeah.
It was the same guy that was talking about his son dying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was? Yeah, was it?
Yeah, that's Santa Claus.
Yeah, that's
it was the same dude. I thought it was two different guys.
Yeah.
Because his son committed suicide.
Right.
Yeah, that's him.
And he seemed really choked up about it.
Yeah,
I was just like, wait a minute. Like, that's some good ass acting. Like, but that's a real. It's
good the fact that the director can capture that moment.
What I'm saying. That's what I thought was cool.
And the scenery, the scenery stuff was really nice.
I would have assumed they got a grant Oscar for cinematography.
Yeah,
because I thought that was one thing that captured me. Like, I liked the landscapes. I liked the colors. It felt like I was looking at a painting. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't have been surprised if they would have won a cinematography Oscar, but best picture though.
What was it up against? Do you remember?
I could pull up the list.
No, don't worry about it. But I was just curious.
I mean, this was like people talk about this year of Oscars like it's the low, like because of a pandemic, most of the good movies didn't come out. Oscars. So this was just like we doing the Oscars just cause. Mm-hmm. But this film starts off with describing like how Empire Nevada was affected by the U.S., Egyptian plant shutting down after 88 years back in 2011. And since then, the zip code even discontinued. Like, it just...
I didn't know they did that.
Yeah, it just...
Yeah, me either. Mm-hmm. That was crazy.
Yeah, so that is like the main setup. And then we get introduced to... I will say she is the only thing that I was like, oh, okay, I respect her as an actor. Frances McDormand, her performance. I really liked her performance for some reason. Even though I think the movie was boring and all that other shit, it was something about her and like
she's
her story.
Good actress.
Yeah, she's a good actress. You've seen her in other stuff before?
I've seen her in some stuff, but this one was the one that was like, okay, I get why people keep talking about her. And I'm I think she's going to be in something else that is coming out that I'm intrigued by. But we see that how she was affected not only by the plant being shut down, but she lost her husband as well. And that's the whole reason why she's doing this whole nomadic stuff. So what did you guys think about her performance in this?
It was honestly, it's not my favorite performance of hers, but that's just because I don't think the movie intrigued me. I think that she's an awesome actress. And I think that maybe that was the beautiful simplicity that I'm talking about, in the sense where I just really felt like she was a woman who was stuck. She couldn't get over the death of her husband. And I thought that it was interesting to me to see the way she's trying to cope with her grief by kind of separating. To answer your question, yes, I thought she did a good job.
What about you, Rob? What do you think about her performance?
Oh, no, I told, like I was saying, I thought she did a great performance. I've always liked her in things. She just has this real, like, nonchalant, aloof thing down pat. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I think she kind of plays that same role. So I would like to see if she has some sort of range. But I think that role that she plays she does it really well. I think Naomi said that. Like, it wasn't, the movie was kind of boring, but her performance still stood out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would agree with that. And then, like, basically, so like you all mentioned, the whole movie is kind of really simplistic. We're just going through the life of her and her perspective and experiences with the people she's around. Mike, I want to get your thoughts on like that scene where she was talking to Linda May, and how Linda May was talking about that, had a deep conversation about her van life and explained the dark moment in her life. What did you think about that, and just like the people she interacted with? Like, I think that's the lady.
Tell me who Linda May was.
I think that's the one she played the puzzles with and shit.
Oh, okay. The one that she was riding around in the go-kart or the golf cart?
Yeah.
Or was that the one with the broken arm?
No. I think she was the go-kart.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, wait, what did you ask? You asked, what did I think of that?
Like, what do you think about that relationship? Because I feel like that was like her best friend out of the whole thing.
Was she an actress or a real person?
She's a real person.
She's a real person.
God, yeah.
I think only Francis and the her little love interest. Yeah.
So she ran into Linda May at Amazon, and then Linda May was like, "Yo, why don't you come?
Yep,
hang out with us. Yeah."
Thing. Meet Bob Wells.
You can also talk about Bob Wells too, and why you were captured by, like, in your youth, why you felt gravitated towards that as well.
I mean, I still think it's a cool ass idea to just, if I had money, like a shitload of money, I would do that in a fucking heartbeat. Just hop in a fucking RV and just go from here to California and back or some shit. I mean, I can't do it now because I don't have the resources, but yeah, I just, when I was young, I thought that was a really dope idea. And then I watched that movie, I think it's called Into the Wild, where that white dude did it, and he ate a berry and died.
I ain't seen it. Nah.
That movie was like super popular.
I remember it, but I just remember eating a bear and dying.
He died at the end because he had a little book.
I feel like
there that you're supposed to eat, not supposed to eat.
Yeah.
And he picked the wrong berry.
That is
and he
right.
ate the berry and I he forgot. Died on the school bus. And I was like,
that's right.
That would end up being me, my stupid ass, eat the wrong fucking berry and die.
You mean a bushman? Yeah, apple, yeah.
But yeah, I always thought that was a fucking cool idea. I didn't know anything about this movie really until Rod put it in the text.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, I'll watch it. I peeped at the trailer and I was like, this looks like shit. I do not want to watch this.
I went into it cold.
I wanted to watch it because of the actress. I usually like the movie she's in. Mm-hmm. And this is before it was even nominated. Like, I it just looked like something that I would be interested in. And then it got nominated for Best Picture. I was like, oh shit, I always wanted to watch that. I definitely want to watch it now. So
I hadn't even heard of it when you mentioned it.
Me either. Yeah.
You and I thought it was a series.
Oh, that's right. I do remember talking about that. I don't know why the hell we thought it was a series.
You thought it was a series, and I said the same thing. I was like, y'all sure this ain't like a season?
Yeah, no, it's a movie.
Maybe it's another one.
I knew about it because I frequent Hulu. I watch movies on Hulu a lot. And so it was on Hulu.
Okay.
And yeah, I was like, oh, that looks interesting. It was in my algorithm.
I knew about it because there's this movie podcast that I listen to, and they always talk about like the Oscar movies and stuff like that. So it was like, it was around that Oscar circuit. Mm-hmm. And they the main guy talked highly about this. So when I go into it, I'm going into it blind, and I'm like, this is the difference between certain audiences, and I guess me, because I'm looking at this shit, I'm like, this is nothing but just white people being free. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't
got... you want to do that? Just for like a week.
Not like that. I get the like at the core heart, like when Bob Wills is on stage.
A souped up RV and shit like that. You know, I'll do that.
Yeah, like on some magic school bus shit. Like, yeah, like if it's got everything I need.
Not a fucking bucket.
You gotta cut the Wi-Fi.
If bums can have Wi-Fi, I can have Wi-Fi.
Like, you're saying, like, just unplug from the world and just kind of
experience. Yeah, I mean, I still want to do something like that, because I always talk about I'm going to go rent a cabin in the woods and stay out there for like 3 days with no internet. And shit. I haven't done it yet.
I'm about to say, we ain't going to hear Mike for a minute. We like, oh, yeah, he's still at the cabin.
He must really like it out there.
Yeah, right. Oh, he's dead.
Damn, he living the dream now.
But yeah, man, I mean, I would still like to do that. But this movie definitely even more so made me like, would actually be really cool to do just for like a week. I couldn't do it with my whole life, because just the part where she had to shit herself.
That's what I say with the bucket of shit.
Bruh.
Now when they explain that shit, you're like, I live in a Prius, so this is my bucket. I'm like, come on, this is me. This bucket stories, come on, man.
No, sir. No,
you can pull over. I mean, I've done like long road trips. You just pull over and you go in the regular bathroom. Why are you shitting in a bucket?
Because you might be in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, it might be a middle
of night.
But
she did that before. She pulled over in the beginning of the movie.
Well, she was only peeing, though.
Oh.
Because she shook it off. So you could tell
she day off
shook
it.
I was like, that's it?
Some of you tell me. He said, that's how I don't want that. David, this ain't what you want, David.
David bought that lifestyle. We don't know what he got.
Dave was like, look, you can stay.
Yeah, he should.
We got a shower. You know what I'm saying? You can
wash your house.
You know what I'm saying? No, David.
I already asked. They said it's fine.
He feels like, I ain't ready for that ass, boy.
Yep. He said, I didn't even know you was coming. I already asked.
Yeah. So he said, my girl Fern on the way, boy.
Crazy. Oh, man. I don't know why.
I keep not answering your questions. I'm sorry.
No, you good. No, I was really curious, because I do something similar to what you're saying, but not to that extreme. Like, I do kind of visualize, like, when I get older, I do want to be able to come and go as I please when it comes to, like, I want some peace and quiet. Like, go out, like, get a cabin. I always say I'm going to get a cabin in London or some shit, like, sitting on the edge of, like, a cliff or, like, some ocean shit, and, like, just have, like, a garden. Rich, huh? Nah, not just, like a regular cabin.
London? On the edge of the cliff?
London.
Yeah, well, I was
thinking. That's not
regular.
I was
thinking regular cabin.
No, I'm just saying, because I was thinking about it because I watched Thor Ragnarok. You know that scene where his daddy died and shit, and they just looking out, like, that's a beautiful place to be.
That shit expensive.
And I'll just have, like, a little garden or some shit. Had, like, some potatoes, strawberries, and I grow some bud in there, too.
Over here.
I'm just saying, like, I visualize that because, like, I want to do that shit, but when I look at this shit, I'm like,
you ain't about that life.
Boy, hell, not no van life. An old girl got so ingrained in it. When she was living in the house, she went outside and went back to the van. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right.
I can kind of get that, though.
Mm-hmm. You can?
Yeah. That's all she knows. That's all she's been. That's how
ain't
she
all
sleep.
She knows. She just started.
Mm-mm.
No, it's been like a year.
Yeah.
She it's went through the winter fresh. Season.
Sleeping in your van for a year and then you go into this house, it's probably quiet. Some of the motherfuckers probably in the snoring and shit. So, yeah, you probably want to go out to a place where you're more comfortable. That's. And
I think it made her think about her previous life with her husband as
that
well.
Too.
So I think she gets comfort out of being uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So when she's settled down in the house and it's this comfortable bed, then,
and the other side
really,
is empty.
Yeah. Mm. And then she could really dig into her thoughts. Her man's not there. Mm. Her old life is completely gone. So she was just like, no, I don't feel comfortable with this. So that's why she got back in her van and dipped out.
That makes sense, because, like, remember that scene when she was talking to her sister? And her sister was like, she kind of put the blame on her. She's like, nigga, you left and you were the adventurous one and you kind of kept me going. But when you left, shit got died down, and, like, you've never been a person who can just stay in one place or just do one thing, which is a definition of a nomad. But I was also like, damn, nigga, like, she did just lose her husband. That's the reason why she's doing all this shit right now.
It was also kind of the bullshit in the movie. Like, you just choosing to live this way. And, you know, at a payphone or a call, you can just go back and just
get $3,000 to fix
your
van.
Yeah, just pick up where you started from. Like,
yeah, must be nice.
Or left off. It's just like, what in the hell?
That's how I feel about, we were watching this documentary. I don't know if y'all ever watched it, The Minimalist.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I heard about it. Yeah. I feel the same way about that shit. Like, I was so intrigued until it hit me one day. They had went to like a black neighborhood. I was like, man, this black people deal with this every day. Like, we live a minimalist lifestyle all the time, and y'all choosing to be minimalist? Like, yeah, I'm with you. Like, it's almost like bullshit.
But that's what I agree with y'all with. That's what took me out from this film, too, because I'm just like, y'all niggas ain't. Like, some of them have stories. I'm like, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
But for her, since she's the main character, I'm like, nigga, you getting all, everybody like, look, you can come crash with us. You know what I'm
saying? Because the one that did the birds and shit, like, her life was ending. Right. So she was like, fuck it.
But I like how she was real with her. Like, she was like, look, nigga, you need to have your shit together because your ass could die out here.
Yeah, she did tell her that shit. Yeah, but yeah, so I don't know.
I really wish this was better. They had a
little black girl out there, too. Black lady.
They did have the one little, the sole black lady.
Oh, I didn't see her.
Some diversity.
She was about to fire.
I did not see a black person.
With the purple hairnet on her head.
She probably worked there.
She was out there.
She wasn't a real nomad. She just wandered over and was trying to get some food.
No, she had a story.
What was her? Oh, she talked?
Yeah.
I don't remember her. What was her story?
I don't remember what her story was, but she was saying like how she
got how there. She got guy here or something.
I can't remember.
Movie was better.
And one of the younger people she talked to, didn't he run away? He was a runaway.
Yeah. From like Wisconsin or some shit.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Is that the one that asked for the cigarettes?
The lighter and shit.
Yeah. And then she left and saw him sitting on the side of the road, she offered him a sandwich and shit. She was like, "Your parents know you out here." He didn't answer the question.
See,
those are the ones I can't do.
Right.
I understand, like, the older folks or whatever. Even though, like I said, I want to do it at 20. But I don't know. It's just, like, these young, probably semi-well-to-do white kids. I'm just like, bro, go home.
It felt like he was straight. Like, he really was just out there just because. Like,
I think he was just having fun. At least he didn't seem like he wasn't, like, mooching.
Right.
It just seemed like he just went off and just did some shit on his own. That kind of thing I do respect, but when I walked a little 5 points in this motherfucker, hey man, you got a dollar? Nope. Nope. I ain't got shit for you, bro.
Yeah, because that situation is different. You can't choose to live this lifestyle and then ask people for money. Yeah,
exactly. Because I want to do that.
That's crazy. I never thought about like that being two worlds that collide together. Like, I always thought that. You would think, like, well, after watching this, like, it's just a whole separate thing, and they kind of have their own rules and morals about it. But then they probably would be like, look, I ain't even got no money. I did do this van shit, so I got to get money somehow.
I think they're different. I think these nomads, I don't think these are the same type of people that you'll see at the edge of the exit ramp asking for change. I don't think it's the same thing. Nope. I think these people, either they're straight financially already and they want to do this, or maybe they save up enough money to where they can do this for an extended period of time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this is the same thing as just some random ass dude begging for a dollar.
I agree, which is why they show him working sometimes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Seasonal and stuff. I don't think somebody just mooching off of people would be trying to actually active look for work like that.
But now, I'm sorry. You brought up a good question while we were watching this. So Fern works when she could. She lives in a van. She's really only paying for gas and food. Why she don't have no money?
She had money.
Yeah. She had money, but she didn't have thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah, she didn't have the $2,500 for the car.
I think that was all her money if she would have.
Yeah, but
it still
was really odd though. It's like what? Because like think about it. Like you could make $2,500 like in a season, right? Probably more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you ain't spending on no
especially
bills.
At Amazon. Yeah. Especially working at Amazon and like. Yeah, exactly. The only thing you're spending it on is what? Gas
and she eating peanut butter sandwiches and soup.
Because some of those camps, they charge you to park your van.
That's right. That's right.
But it seemed like she was parking in places where she could that you didn't have to pay
for.
And
I think she was running out of money.
Yeah, she was also because she had to leave that one park because she didn't have any more money to give them. That is right. I forgot about that.
What's the point in that then? You got to pay to park your car somewhere.
Well, I mean, because you're still not tied down to anywhere. You can still hop in and just drive to the next spot. But it's just like when you go camping. Like, you have to pay for the campsite.
Oh, see, I've never done that shit.
I mean, I don't do that shit either. I've only been once. I'm terrible.
I've done camping before. It ain't that bad.
Yes, it is. Camping
first
is
time I saw
stupid.
That was here. I came on a student trip to Six Flags, and I saw, like, people camp, like, they campers.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little gnat. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they camp. That's the first time I had seen something like that, like a camp yard or whatever.
Yeah, I used to go when I was like between like 12 and 14 or like 11 and 14. I used to go to this camp in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And it was just like that. Like, there was no electricity.
Wisconsin?
Yeah, it was called, like, Camp Nabagaman. And it was
Camp
like
of who?
Nabagaman. I think that's what the area was called. Hmm. But it was like Nabagaman? It was like a group of kids would all come out there. You'll get away from technology. You'll learn about like how to build a tent, archery.
Oh, it's an actual
camp. Yeah, it's like an actual camp. Oh, so like it's a big thing.
But were you still sleeping in a tent?
No, we had cabins. We slept
that's
in.
Different.
Oh, no, yeah, I slept in a tent.
Okay.
That's cool.
Well, but we would go on camping trips, obviously, as well. Yeah. Where we would like have to build a tent and sleep in there for like a few days and stuff like that.
We'll be back after this quick break.
What did y'all think about when Fern came back to Empire for that one last time? She was just going through this.
That scene I liked. And that was where I said, like, that was the scene that made me say, okay, this could be really good. Like, I really wish this was good. Because I think there was some beauty there. Like, even, like, the scenery, like, when she went outside in the backyard and the sky and everything. Like, Frances did a really good job acting because I really felt like she was stuck. And it was, like, her way of kind of putting some closure, mm-hmm. maybe, to her situation and ready to move on with her life. But, yeah, I that was the scene that made me, like, really think maybe I missed something and this actually was a really good movie, but I don't think it was.
What'd you get out of that?
I mean, I got the same thing, but I mean, I just think that it was that last scene that really sealed it for me, because I didn't get it at first. Cause I was like, she walked through the house, left all the doors open, and just kept walking. I was like, all right, what the fuck just happened? I wound it back like a couple times. I'm like, I had to have missed something. Mm-hmm. But I think it was supposed to, like you just said, is her kind of just cutting loose all those old memories. Because the whole reason she didn't stick with David is because she was stuck in thinking that because her husband was gone, her regular life was gone, she was not allowed to be happy. She needed to just go out and experience this weird nomad life. But once she was able to go back, she sold all her shit that was in that storage unit. That was her cutting everything else loose.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Then she goes back to the house, and I think that was supposed to relate back to, I'm glad y'all said that was Bob Wells, because I didn't realize it. Mm-hmm. But I think it was Bob Wells that said that shit about, I never tell people goodbye, I'd say I'll see you on down the road.
Yeah.
I think that was her kind of going back to the house to kind of just be done with her whole husband thing and just be like, I'm done with this. Now I'm just going to go experience new memories as opposed to being tied to all the old ones. So that was really, when that scene ended, I was like, oh, wow. It kind of like really connected the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But I really liked that scene.
I thought she was going back to David.
I kind of wonder that. Mm-hmm. Because if she's leaving her old life behind, then maybe she's finally open to experiencing whatever David was trying to give her.
Yeah. And I feel like she definitely really liked him. And I think you could tell that she... I don't think she's willing to give him up like that.
Until he broke them goddamn dishes.
Honey, she's like, just go.
She said, go over there. He said, you ain't got to yell.
I didn't say that. Like,
I felt so bad for David.
Why? Because that nigga, your goofy ass dropping this, like, over. She ain't need none of your help.
The box wasn't even tied up properly. That's her fucking fault. David was trying to be nice.
Bro. He was trying to get some.
He was.
That's it. Nice told way. David to leave that shit alone.
She did.
He walked away like a... The way awkward as hell, like, oh shit,
that
I don't
sure
know.
Was funny. When he said you don't have to yell, I'm like, that's your response.
Yeah.
I mean, what else do you say?
When that's girl, not, you, like, that was a typical white man response.
Like, you ain't gotta yell.
Nah, he the victim.
I don't know. I might have said the same thing. Cause what else do you say? What else do you
ain't got to yell? Damn.
Those was like her, wasn't like some type of sentimental.
It was her it was a distance from her old. Yeah. But you know.
I thought she was gonna go off.
She was bragging about them motherfuckers them in the things beginning. I said them damn goddamn things ain't gonna make it this movie.
She was up there with the super glue the very next scene. She was she not
the fuck out of that shit.
That was sad.
I was like, damn.
I'm not finna forget my husband.
That was sad. Yeah, that was crazy.
She put Humpty Dumpty back together.
Yeah, I did like the fact that she her love for her husband was just dumb strong. Like, that was just some shit that, like, man, to do that for a plate. You know what I'm saying?
You don't have something that, like, something random that holds like extreme sentimental value for you?
Not really. Yeah. Like, I
heartless ass.
Nah, it's just I don't get attached to shit because. Not because I'm heartless, because I've lost stuff before that I was attached to, and then I just got used to that feeling of like,
you got
I don't
walls
need that
up.
Shit.
Let your walls down.
Like, what did you lose?
Like, don't there cry. was there there was You said what?
Okay.
Cue the music. Cue the music.
Bottom lip.
This why I don't tell stories on here. Y'all niggas always got something.
I'm with you. All
right, go Mike. All right, go Mike. What do you say?
Shit. Shit. I lost something a long time ago. And then I was just like, you know what? It wasn't that deep. I still got the memories. I could move on.
That's beautiful.
You know what I'm saying?
You ain't gonna tell us what it is.
Hell nah, y'all niggas play too much.
Y'all ruined the moment.
What it was something real, it was like a childish thing. So it was
old stuffed teddy bears and shit.
Some shit like that. Yeah.
He still got it. Yeah, he still got it. He sleep with it.
It was a Barney. It was a little stuffed Barney thing. Barney was one of my favorite shit.
You came up on Barney?
Yeah. That was one of my favorite shit.
Golly. You are young. Golly. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You all right, bro?
No, I'm good.
Yeah, listen.
You want Rod to give you a hug?
I know, right?
Chill out. Any last thoughts on this boring ass movie?
Oh, y'all tripping, man.
It was boring.
You know it was boring, Mike.
Yeah. I don't think it was boring.
You
was
said
boring.
You ain't gonna watch it again.
I don't need to watch it again. That's a one experience movie.
It had a real melancholy feel to it, like at moments for me, and like I guess it did.
I see Roderick. Melancholia had me depressed.
A week. And I think this was supposed to. I think it was supposed to, but it just didn't hit the same. And I think that guy, he's a better director, but
much better.
Yeah,
but like that's what I feel like they were going for at points, especially with that older lady. We're talking about the birds and stuff. That shit is sad when you think about death and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And you talk about it a lot, that's the feeling it's supposed to give you.
Melancholy will fuck you up.
No, melancholy, it will. I remember being like depressed for like weeks. But I think this was supposed to do that too, to a certain extent.
Oh, that's
and it just didn't. And it may for certain people, you know what I mean? But just not for me. It was just, melancholy, it was just a more interesting movie.
Yeah, and for me, I guess like, to go off that point, like I can empathize with the emotions, but not the experience with it. You know what I'm
Facts.
Saying? Because like if I'm going to pass away soon,
exactly.
I'm not doing it no damn thing. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm gonna go out do some other shit. Like,
and the thing I love about, I know we're not talking about melancholy, but like it's something that you would think about. It could happen. You know what I'm saying? If something was to fucking hit the earth and. It's like, oh shit, that shit could really happen. And what the fuck
really
would I go? I couldn't
ride
around in a golf cart and get away from it. You know what I'm saying? Like, huh?
You couldn't really live in a van. That's not a real possibility.
By choice. Hmm. By choice. Hmm. Like, I wouldn't do that by choice.
But what if you're about to die? See, I think I think this does tie into melancholia pretty easily because, I mean, of course, with melancholy, you had a planet coming that was going to wipe out the earth. But this, what if you're about to die? Like, if you're looking at it from the perspective of, I think her name is Swanky. Swanky?
Swanky.
Yeah, Swanky.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
If you're looking at it from her aspect, like, I thought her story was the strongest one in the whole film.
For sure.
Where she's just like, I'm not living indoors again. I'm not going back to a hospital. I'm just going to live my life out doing what I want to do in a van.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I was about to die, I'd want to see as much shit as I possibly could.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I don't care about spending it with loved ones. I've
did
seen
she call
no
her,
exactly.
Call her
you
van,
said
like,
I see y'all
raggedy
family.
Or something. What was that
she
word
did
she called it?
Van
she did.
Was a word she
She's
used.
She's like, I just need to wash. Nah, bitch.
Must be something.
Rickety or something.
Rickety
like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I was like, damn.
Van was junky.
It was a little bit.
She said, you need to get my paint.
That's why when she went up to the mechanic, she was like, look, I did a lot of work on that van. I'd have been like, what work you do, my nigga?
She put the drawers and the cabinets in.
When she went over there and she was talking to them and they were like, you should just get rid of it and put it towards a new van. She was like, I can't do that. And I was like, oh, man. I was like, please don't make her have to talk about it with these people. She's like, that's my home. I live out of that. Mm-hmm. I thought that part was sad because she's just like, I can't get rid of this because this is
everything
I have.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I said that there's a certain tie there, but it never quite hit for me. And I think it's more so what you said. I just couldn't find interest in it like that for some reason.
I found interest in the whole like existential isolation thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, going out, like other people might look at you and be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Right.
But it makes sense
to
you.
For sure.
Right.
You know what I mean? It makes sense to you and nobody else. Then you find this community of people. Where
that
they're
it makes
all
sense
doing the
too,
same
too.
Thing and it all makes sense to them. And then everybody on the outside is looking at y'all. Like when she runs in to those people at like Walmart or something.
Who she used to tutor
she's
her
like,
daughter.
Are you okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they're like, are you okay? She's like, I'm fine.
Yeah,
homeless.
She's like, no, really,
yeah.
I'm
like,
good.
No, I'm houseless.
I liked that line.
That's not funny,
that's
man.
A, that's a dumbass answer to say.
No, he's not.
I'm house.
She has a home.
There
is a, yeah.
Home is where you make it, right?
I like it.
You hard.
No, I'm just saying, like, bro, like, just say, like, nah, I'm just in between spaces right now.
But she's not. She's not, though. She was
parking spaces. She was one space.
It did feel like she was trying to be slick and shit, though.
No, it did. Yeah, that was a smart ass answer.
It was.
Parking spaces.
You're stupid as shit, Nick. No, it was an honest answer. She doesn't feel like she has to have a house in order to have a home. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a great answer.
It was better when Luther Vandross said it, not when she said it.
Man,
I ain't gonna lie. When she said, I was like, "Well, damn, Luther did
say it." And he said it well too.
Think about it.
He was talking about. He was talking about heartbreak too, though.
Yeah.
I was like, "Oh, she's trying to trick me."
So if she sang it, y'all have been straight with it then. I thought it was a perfect answer.
Luther wasn't talking about no van. That's all I know.
Well, she should have told a little shit to mind her fucking business. That's what she should have said.
Not like the mama was the one who was being like.
Well, all of them were being.
The kid was actually. She was like fucking with her. Still like, look, yeah, I remember what you taught me and shit.
Yeah, but then she was like, "So are you homeless or nah?"
She
was not that young.
Let's get to the point of it. Right. I mean, all of that my mama said was cool, but no, for real, what's up?
Are you really homeless? Were you a bum? I'm not homeless. I'm houseless. I thought that was a great answer.
Mm-hmm.
I was.
What does that mean to a kid, though?
What it means to a kid is there's shit that you don't understand.
Right.
So stop thinking
mind
you know
your motherfucking
shit.
Business.
Right. Basically, mind your fucking. Go ask your mama. God damn it.
Her mama told her.
I think you skipped the
minor business too.
Another interesting scene with the when she did go to that her sister's house and the conversation they were having.
Oh yeah,
I thought that was
about
interesting.
Work.
She snapped on him
about
it was stemming off the Bob Wells philosophy too, right?
No, mm-hmm. where the brother-in-law was talking mm-hmm. about buying and selling houses. Yep. And he was just being real. Mm-hmm. Flippant about all of that, and she was just like, "Nah, right. That's not really the way life is."
Right, I think it's fucked up that you put people in, you know, like
in debt for
shit that they can't afford.
Yep,
yeah.
I thought that was a really dope mm-hmm. line.
Yeah, I thought there were definitely a couple of moments where I thought they were gonna kind of address like capitalism mm-hmm. and debt and stuff like that, and they kind of did in a roundabout way, like working at Amazon. At first, I was like, oh, shit, there's going to be some shit about fucking Amazon. It didn't really do that. And then Bob Wells was getting on this shit and talking shit about it. And then it came back around when she was having the conversation with her brother-in-law and stuff. So mm-hmm. I was like, so it was kind of cool. They kind of touched on it and they kind of dropped it in there and then kind of went away.
Don't talk shit about me at my house and you a guest. And you houseless.
Yeah, but she
but he was a guest.
Yeah.
Oh, the nigga, she was
the dude that was.
I thought it was her
shit.
And
he was being a dick, though.
He was being a fucking typical standard rich white dude and was talking from a place of, you know, oh, I'm gonna sell this number of houses and do this and this. And she's like, you're not thinking about the people that you're putting in these positions. I don't think her delivery could have been better.
No, sure, I like the delivery.
But I'm sort of with Nick. Like, if you're at a party or something, like, you don't have to snap like that. You can just say, like,
I disagree.
You know, I disagree, and here's why. You don't have to be like, well, nah. Here's what I think, and you stink too. You know, you stink.
I know she stinks.
How you over here yelling and funky? Like,
she
might
have took a shower when she got there.
Two or three showers.
She may be taking like them sink showers. That's what she used to.
She was. She was doing it in the bathroom at the gas station.
Yeah,
and then the one time where she was laying in the water.
No, I mean like. Oh, that makes you not even want to swim. But
I didn't even know it was her at first. She didn't look that bad for an old gal.
Nah, but somebody was probably
old gal,
old broad.
Nah, but I was like, that's a nice waterfall. I'm probably sure some family go there. They see some naked old houseless woman just swimming in that motherfucker. All right, bro, we gotta go.
She took over
this spot.
She wasn't swimming. She was floating.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought that scene was beautiful.
No,
man.
I'm just saying, like when she was at the house, she probably. Still got if she's willing to sleep outside in the van and she has a access to a bed, I'm still thinking she probably still taking the little bathroom sink showers, even though she got access to a shower.
She probably took a real shower at the house.
Yeah, but, I'm sure she did.
It looked like she had like a dress or something on. Mm-hmm. So her sister probably gave her a dress. Mm-hmm. You know. But yeah, I thought that whole scene was actually interesting. Her going back and sort of experience what the old life was and realizing, mm-hmm. yep, I left
this
for a reason. This is not mm-hmm. what I want. For the rest of my days on this earth, I need to just go get in a van and just drive around.
That's crazy.
I'm telling y'all, man, I'm going to do that. Watch.
What did she say at the end? She was like, I feel like I've been remembering more than I've been living.
Mm-hmm. That's why she let go of all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But shit, she was in Empire, Nevada, so shit, her leaving ain't the main issue. It was like, where's she going? Cause that city, that little town looked like it was a cold piece of shit. Trust me, boy.
I would agree with y'all if I went and saw this in the theater. If I saw this in the theater, I would have been like, what the fuck?
Bro, it was almost 2 hours long.
But I was at my house, I was comfortable, and I was working while watching.
I'm with you.
If I was at the theater,
So you were distracted.
I wasn't really distracted. I don't think this is a movie that you had to really sit there and just stare at the screen.
I did.
No, it is that I wish I would have known that going
in.
That's
why I was like, this is trash.
It was nominated.
This is trash, Mike.
I don't agree with the nominations. I don't know about this whole Best Picture shit. I don't really get it. I do think it was a good movie. I think that it put a lot of really interesting ideas out there. I could have done without her shitting in the... I just don't think that needed to be... I just didn't need to see all that. And opening the vent. Woo! I didn't need to...
I'm indisposed.
Like, God damn. Because I would wish when you first said that first... I was like, wait, what?
But, no, listen. I didn't necessarily need to see it, but it brought a sense of realness to the situation. Because what happened when you eat something wrong? What you going to do?
But it's right next to your bed.
I know. How you going to go to sleep and you just
she opened the
bed. That ain't enough.
It didn't seem like it was enough.
She looked like, whoa.
She was about to throw it. She was like, I didn't know I could smell like this. God damn. Remember, like, houseless shit is something different. Houseless shit hit different, boy.
Hey, that's why niggas always scared when they touch you. They're like, bro, I don't know what you've been in. It's been at all, boy.
I couldn't even give Fran a pound, bro. Not
you
now.
That black man hair dye on distance. That's all you get from me.
Even if I just met the actress, I'm like, bro, no. I saw you shit yourself.
I didn't see you wash your hands before we even have a conversation.
Didn't. You might just went and dip back in that little pond water and call it a day with your nasty ass. And here comes David talking about knock, knock. David, bro.
This right.
I'm taking the shit. I'm taking the shit, David. You really don't want this right now.
Bruh, that's what he wanted. He was, man.
David was trying. He was trying to get with that.
He was trying to have that if this van's a rocking, you know, come and knock his.
I'm like, what's that smell coming out of the van?
He went to knock. He know he had to smell it.
You know he had to smell it outside the fucking thing. You know
it wasn't that big.
Why smell like cold meatloaf and depression?
Something wrong with your van. You need a tune-up or something.
I didn't.
God damn. I think your oil pan cracked.
What is this?
I think your exhaust manifold ain't working properly.
Exhaust manifold.
Smell like a van fart.
Oh my God. You know
it. You know backfire.
I smell a van fart before.
Whatever that is.
Exposed. You sure? Dead body in there? God damn. I feel indisposed now.
So I'm still predisposed.
I feel personally offended. With your stinking ass. That's why that other day he came and just knocked on the door, dropped that shit off and left.
He
was like, I don't want no more. He's like, man.
He delivered that shit like a stork. Just left it.
Yep. He came real early in the morning, was like, bruh, nah. That shit is still lingering. He's like, nah, friend, don't even get up. Don't even get up.
What beat, so this one, Best Picture over The Father.
I still haven't seen that.
I haven't either.
Judas and the Black Messiah. Mank. I don't know who that is. It's called Mank.
I know.
M-A-N-K?
It's with Gary Oldman.
Never heard of that. Okay. Minari. Y'all know that one?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
I've heard of it. Oh, Minari is the Asian family that gets the farm.
Oh, with Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I haven't seen that either.
Promising Young Woman. Mm-hmm. Sound of Metal, which you was on your list, right?
Yeah. Sound of Metal was definitely better than this to me.
And The Trial of Chicago 7. Mm-hmm. I've seen that, but I just hadn't watched it yet. So yeah, that's what it beat out for Best Picture.
Well, see, so I can't really say because I haven't seen half those movies. Right. So the other movies might be real.
No, I do agree though. That... Sound of Metal, Promising Young Woman, and what was the other one? Judas and the Black Messiah. That easily should have been.
I could see this being an argument between this and Judas and the Black Messiah. I could see the little committee being like, which one is the right choice?
That committee trash, honestly.
That committee's trash.
For picking this over all those movies?
Yeah, this was bullshit.
I don't know. I'm confused by it too, but I'm not ready to say that they're full of shit or anything like that. I don't really get it. I don't see why
it's
this
definitely
won.
Definitely questionable.
Yeah. I did really enjoy it though, but I don't really see why it won. It's It's not something I feel like I would watch again.
I don't see how anybody could watch this twice and be like, damn, I fuck with this movie.
what do you fuck with? Like, to watch it more than once.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's wild.
But Frances McDormand, she won Best Actress for this.
That was the fourth award. Now, that makes sense.
I can see that better than Best Picture.
Yeah, she beat Viola
for
Ma Rainey's, which is tough.
I know, I was wrong. It didn't win Best Adapted Screenplay. It just won Best Picture, Director, and Actress.
Yeah, actress and leading role. So yeah,
who else she beat?
She beat Andra Day.
I'm okay with that.
Really?
She killed. Why does everybody say that? Like,
who's that?
From Andra Day, she did the Billie Holiday. That movie was not good.
The movie. I heard she gave a good.
She gave a really good performance. But this is my thing. I feel like she's been doing that performance her whole career. Because she has always looked like Billie Holiday. But she's always emulated Billie Holiday even as a singer. So to see her as Billie as an actress, don't get me wrong, not that she didn't do a good job. It just wasn't
shocking. The movie just wasn't that great.
But
she did a great job as the role she was playing though. But Vanessa Kirby, Pieces of a Woman, which I haven't watched yet.
I haven't seen that either.
And Carrie Mulligan from Promising Young Woman. Mm. So yeah, she beat those women.
I get it. I get the acting. I mean, she sold that.
No, she did.
She's really good.
She's good. I believe her guts.
But I really like Viola in Ma Rainey's though. You say you believe what?
I believe she made herself want to throw up when she was in that damn. She was on that toilet.
You see how she got up too? She was like, oh.
Because she was looking at something.
I thought she saw like a raccoon or some shit. I thought she was going to see her tussle with that.
She was tussling with her intestines.
Internal struggle.
Internal struggle.
You know, hey, Mike, I know you. Sometimes you be on the, when you on the pod, you be like, bro, Lord, come on, what's up? Like,
you be mad at yourself?
You be mad at you, like, what the hell
did I eat? I knew goddamn well that shit didn't smell right.
I knew this wasn't sitting right on my stomach.
Man, I thought I could make it through. This shit ain't sitting right with my spirit, like Ross said.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Any last thoughts on Nomadland?
It is what it is.
Yeah. I like it.
I feel Mike liking it. That's not surprising.
Damn, bro. You just said, like I said,
Mike like bullshit.
That's what he's basically saying.
Because I'm telling you, it had a melancholy feel. I can really see how, you know, if you could connect with it, you know, you'll like it.
Give me 2 years. I'm going to watch. Give me 2 years.
Shit.
I'm going to do it for like at least 2 or 3 months. I'm going to ride around.
I'll follow you on Twitter if you want there, bro. That's the best I can do for you.
It's not going to eat no berries.
Shit, what can you eat then if you're just in the woods?
Campbell soup like she was.
Yeah, that's what I would do. Bring canned vegetables or some shit.
Yeah, he can get you a hot plate.
Mm-hmm. I would get, like I said, I'd get me a souped up RV. I wouldn't get no.
Yeah, you got to, though. Get the one that extends out a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I'd get me like a decent RV where I could cook and shit in there. Yeah. That would be dope as fuck.
My dad always said he
might pull up, right? Yeah. I'm already here. Yeah, I'm in the parking lot.
Got some 12s in it.
Some 15s. This nigga.
Oh, shit.
This nigga bumping Mad Lib in the morning. Hey, now that do sound fun. I ain't gonna lie. All right, that is our take on Nomadland. Please let us know what you guys think of Nomadland. FPS Podcast in the Reddit thread. FPS Podcast is also our handle for IG and Twitter. And that'll do it for us. Check us out next week. We out. Peace.